We talked about your garden and the soup. You must have had to buy some things
Oh,
from the
definitely.
shops.
Oh,
Where would
yes.
you go to do your
To
shopping?
Woodward's in Vancouver.
Why to Woodward's?
Well, it was actually the only one at that time that had a grocery department. Eaton's and the Bay did not, at that time, did not have grocery departments.
The tram went right close to Woodward's
Yes.
also. There were some good specials on there too, weren't there?
Oh, Saturday morning specials before noon. 3 pounds of sausages for 25 cents. 3 pounds of butter for a dollar. And
I thought that was just before 10, but I guess it wasn't. It was just in the morning, eh? I don't know. You always seem to have great big bundles that we had to lug
Well,
home.
while you were there, of course you got your supply for the week. As much as you could.
So most people would have had to have gone into town to do their shopping.
Yes, because there were no shopping areas here. Then by this time, by the 30s, there were corner stores springing up all over. The little area around Jubilee had a butcher and a baker. And you could, you know, I got into the habit then of going up to Jubilee to do my shopping.
So there was beginning to be a commercial.
Yeah, that was a little community up around Jubilee.
And there was one at McKay.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking that people who were on relief wouldn't have been able to afford to get the interurban into town to do their shopping, would they? And I suspect they wouldn't
well,
have been allowed to.
When you say relief, you worked for whatever you got. There was, if they gave you relief, they gave it to you in the form of groceries. You didn't get money handed out to you.
Oh.
You had to work. You got about 25 cents an hour for your work. And you worked for the municipality. And I can remember my husband bringing home $4, and that would be more than one day
in
a week.
In cash or groceries?
No, welfare, if you weren't able to work, you got the groceries.
Mm-hmm. Actually, physically, or a chit for the groceries? Scrip.
Well, some people got the actual groceries. Some people got a chit, as you say, for the groceries.
I guess it was dependent on whether you worked for it or whether they gave it to you, it would seem.
But I never got the groceries. Dad worked for the money, and I got the money.
Mm-hmm. When was he on relief?
Well, it would be before, it would be around 32, you know, 1932 would be the time that he worked for the municipality. And they just got so much work. And I can't just remember whether it was one day a week or 2 days a week that he was allowed.
And he got $4.
Right.
Do you know what work he was doing?
Just sure you
can.
Yes, laboring. That's what he was doing.
Actually, weren't some of them digging ditches and doing clearing along
the roads.
Roadways.
It was
stuff.
Road work, yes.
Any laboring jobs that they had.
Yeah. Were many of your neighbors in this area on relief at the same time as he was?
No, I don't think there were all that many. The man behind us worked for the CPR.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Carey. How about the Edwardses?
Stacey's. Well, he worked. Mr. Edwards worked for the BC Rope with Mr. Sellers. The people across the street had a farm.
It was just Bush.
Bush
down
around
here. There was a lot of Bush in Burnaby.
Mr. Bard worked for the BC Telephone.
Mr. Stacy?
he did.
They could have been on relief. We were about the poorest, I think.
So this immediate area probably wasn't as hard hit as some other places in terms of men losing their jobs.
Well, of course, I don't know about other people's circumstances. I can only vouch for my immediate neighbors. Sure. We didn't have all that many neighbors, really. They were far spaced, you know.
It was still scattered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.